Welcome to the Inner Chamber. I'm Sister Saya. This is the beginning of season two, where we're going to get into the guts of self-mastery, the foundational studies. The Inner Chamber is built on something that might sound a little out there at first, archetypal parallels and correspondences. I'll refer to this frequently. Already confused? Don't worry. We'll break it down together. Most people get symbols. We see them everywhere, right? But archetypes, that's where things get interesting. Here's what's wild. Archetypes are shaping your life constantly. Whether you're aware of them or not, they're there working in the background. Think about it this way. Your conscious mind, that thinking, analyzing part of you, that's what experiences the present moment. It's comparing things, making decisions, trying to figure stuff out. But archetypes, they operate beneath all of that. They're timeless patterns that organize how you perceive things before you even consciously think about them. You didn't invent them. No one did. They're structures we inherit just by being human. The mother, the father, the child, the hero, the rebel, the wise elder. You don't need me to define those for you to recognize them, right? You intuitively get what they represent because they've existed within human experience for as long as there's been human consciousness. Let's take the mother archetype. You didn't need anyone to teach you what mother means. The potential for life, nourishment, protection, continuity. You just understand that instinctively. You've encountered people who embody that mother energy. You've been in situations that evoke it. You've seen symbols that represent mother. The archetype has been quietly operating in the background your whole life as you've grown, learned, and related to the world. Now, from an esoteric perspective, archetypes aren't just psychological concepts. They're structural forces, patterns through which consciousness itself expresses. They're like invisible frameworks that shape meaning, behavior, and how you interpret everything long before you consciously reflect on any of it. And here's the thing. Everyone encounters archetypes. Everyone embodies them at different stages of life. At the personal level, they show up as roles you inhabit: the seeker, the caretaker, the authority, the outcast, the visionary. You've probably been all these things at different times. At the collective level, they shape myth, religion, art, entire social systems. These patterns aren't taught in school. They repeat across cultures and centuries because they're intrinsic to how consciousness organizes experience. Archetypes are in dreams, accompanied by symbols that feel ancient and strangely familiar. Artists give them form through creative expression, sometimes consciously, often not. The mystic reads the signs. Religious systems are built almost entirely on archetypal structures. The divine parent, the begotten child, the sacrificial figure, the prophet, the martyr, the adversary. Even when belief systems and cultures are completely different, the archetypes remain remarkably consistent. When archetypes are unconscious, they govern you from beneath your awareness. You think you're making personal choices, but you're actually acting out inherited patterns without realizing it. But when archetypes are recognized, that's when something shifts. You're no longer possessed by the pattern. You're in relationship with it. And this recognition, this is essential to self-mastery. At the macro level, macro meaning the big picture, archetypes organize collective reality. They shape systems of authority, morality, gender roles, power, sacrifice, and identity. These forces govern institutions, cultural narratives, and social expectations. When you're unaware of these archetypal dynamics, you internalize them without questioning. External authority becomes internal pressure. cultural roles become your personal identity. You think it's just who you are, but it's actually a pattern running you. At the micro level, micro being inside of you, those same archetypal forces organize your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Inner conflict often isn't about personal failure. It's about unrecognized archetypal tension. Different patterns are vying for your expression inside you without any conscious mediation. When you learn to recognize archetypes, both within yourself and the world around you, you gain a completely new form of clarity. What once felt chaotic begins to reveal structure. What once felt intensely personal becomes intelligible. Your mind can actually recognize itself. This is where self-governance begins. Instead of reacting automatically to internal impulses or external pressures, you develop the ability to observe, interpret, and make informed choices. Archetypes stop being mistaken for your identity. They become tools for understanding rather than forces of compulsion. Now, I'm not suggesting that you reject archetypes. I'm suggesting that you integrate them. Self-mastery isn't about eliminating parts of yourself. It's about understanding the forces that move through you and learning how to engage them consciously. When archetypes are brought into awareness, they stop dominating your behavior from the shadows. They become intelligible currents rather than unseen governors. And honestly, this shift is a huge aspect of shadow transmutation. And this is the deeper function of archetypal understanding. It bridges the macro and the micro. It reveals how the same patterns shaping entire societies also shape your individual consciousness. It offers a way to reclaim your inner authority. And here's the kicker: through clarity rather than through the archetype of the rebel. Because rebelling against something is still being controlled by it, right? Archetypes aren't abstractions. They're hidden architecture of experience. Understanding them isn't a belief system. It's a practice of perception. And perception, that's the beginning of freedom. Okay, so now I'm going to give you some concrete examples of how this plays out. So authority shows up collectively as governments, institutions, hierarchies. Inside you, it's that inner critic, that obedience, that fear of disapproval. When you become aware of it, you can start discerning between your actual inner authority and conditioned compliance. Another archetype is the caregiver or mother. Collectively, it's family structures, social welfare, moral obligation. Internally, it can show up as over-responsibility, guilt, self-neglect. Awareness allows you to create healthy boundaries and actually nourish yourself. The hero archetype drives achievement culture and success narratives. Inside you, it can become over-striving, burnout, tying your entire identity to proving yourself. With awareness, you can take purposeful action without sacrificing yourself. The rebel archetype creates countercultures, revolutions, rejection of norms. But internally, it can just be reactivity, defiance, opposition for its own sake. Awareness lets you make conscious choices instead of just reacting. The victim or sacrificial figure appears in martyrdom myth and stories of moral suffering. Inside you, it's learned helplessness, self-blame. Awareness gives you back your agency and helps you reclaim your choice. The archetype of the shadow gets projected collectively as evil, scapegoating others. Internally, it's your suppressed impulses, denial, shame. Awareness allows integration instead of repression. The wise elder shows up as teachers, sages, traditions. Inside you, it's your inner guidance, intuition, reflective insight. Awareness helps you trust your inner knowing. The trickster brings disruption, satire, chaos to the collective. Internally, it can be self-sabotage, compulsive humor, avoidance. Awareness lets you have playfulness without derailing yourself. The persona is all those social roles and cultural expectations. Inside you, it's masking, people-pleasing, feeling fragmented. Awareness allows authentic expression without totally rejecting society. The sovereign creates law, order, governance collectively. Inside you, it's self-regulation, clarity, and responsibility. Awareness enables true self-governance and inner coherence. See how the same pattern operates at both levels? That's what makes this so powerful. Once you can see the architecture, you can work with it instead of being unconsciously controlled by it. That's what we're doing at the Inner Chamber, learning to see the patterns so we can live with more freedom and authenticity. Archetypes, part two of the foundational series at the Inner Chamber is up next. This is Sister Saya. Catch you next time.